Food Fight Radio on KCBQ is sponsored by Fran Vest International, Inc.
Welcome back, folks, to the second hour of Food Fight Radio, and I'm your host, Claire Katz. Please help me welcome Marcus. You there?
Can you hear me?
There you are. Okay. Marcus, still very, very sick and still at home. Please help me welcome Dave, the vitamin guy, back to the show.
Yay. Hi, Dave.
Hi, Marcus. I wish you were here, but I'm glad you're going to be listening in.
Well, we're glad you're not here infecting us.
Yeah, I just hope you feel better very soon, my friend.
Yeah, keep your germs to yourself. He's becoming a real regular, Dave, and it's not only because, we really like your stuff, and I can personally always depend on your brilliant advice about supplements. It's also because we like to make fun of your shiny chrome dome, which normally you keep under that hat, but you can't in here because the headphones don't fit right, so, ooh, shiny. Do you put, like, a special polish or furniture oil on that thing?
Only on Sundays and only for you, because I'm still trying to deflect the glare right into your eyes.
Because there's that light that's shining right down onto your head, right into my
eyes, right.
which is blinding. The whatever you're doing to your shiny head there is definitely working. And Dave, you came at just the right time because we have a special treat for you today.
Okie doke.
And see, he already looks suspicious, folks, because he knows me. We're not talking about cupcakes or a nice piece of steak. And we'd normally torment Jeff with this kind of thing, but hey, you know, here you are, you know. So, folks, in every show host's life, there comes a moment when you have to look a nasty experience in its hideous face, and you have to ask yourself, am I willing to do this thing for my listeners? Well, today I must do just that. I am looking at a shiny metal canned beverage, courtesy of my good friend, Chef Marcus.
You're welcome.
Yeah, I'm going to get you with pretty labeling and beautiful colors. And it says right on it, in a gorgeous, feminine, floopy, calligraphic beauty, white fungus drink with bird's nest. Take a look at this can.
She's not making it up,
I am not
folks.
Making this up.
I'm seeing it for myself.
Dave is my witness here. He's looking right at this thing. It's made by a company called Wonder Farm Bird's Nest White Fungus Drink. It's an 8-ounce can. Looks a lot like a can of Red Bull, doesn't it?
Yeah, very much so.
Okay, so Marcus, through in between your coughing, thanks for this. I have to assume, Marcus, that this is not done in retaliation for something, but is in fact a gentlemanly gesture to give me something that hopefully will protect me from the disgusting sickness that you have.
It's supposed to make you stronger.
Make me stronger, like Popeye?
Exactly.
This is the equivalent of a can of spinach in, I'm guessing, Vietnam? The Philippines? What language is this? It's called Nguyen Yen, and or Nan Yi, whichever pronunciation you want to try. It's a beautiful can, folks. It really is. If you saw this in the store, you would think that this is going to be a refreshing beverage, right, Dave?
Yeah, it looks like
energy
beverage.
Looks like an energy beverage.
Until you read it, and it says
bird's nest white fungus drink. Okay, well, to a lot of foreign cultures, they get a lot of medicinal benefit from mushrooms and other types of fungus. And also in a lot of other cultures, not ours, obviously, but there is a particular type of edible bird's nest. And it's from these birds that these live in these bat caves. And what they do, and this is the really disgusting part, folks, is that they make their nests out of their own saliva. You know, they find these little divots inside the rock wall inside the cave, and they use their saliva, bleh, 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 and they make these little nests. It's a little cup, and they sit there. And unfortunately, these nests collect dirt and grime and probably a decent amount of guano, which for, you know, people out there is bat poop.
You're actually going to drink it?
You're actually going to drink it. And, okay, look at
Do
it.
Do I look like it's, Sergeant Schultz?
It's clear.
To you? I mean, I have a bald head, but other than that, I don't really look like
it's clear.
Sergeant Schultz.
Now, I'm going to hand this mug. I'm taking it out of the can so you can see what the beverage looks like. Oy vey. Did you just say oy vey?
Oy vey's mir. Yeah,
holy
as my mother
moly.
Used to say.
I'm smelling this. It doesn't smell like
much.
Yeah,
I can't really smell anything.
Well, it doesn't really smell like much, and I don't have a stuffed nose, but it's clear, and it's got little mucusy-looking nubs in it, doesn't it?
Nice.
Yeah, it does. But by the way, Claire, did I just date myself again? Do you know who Sergeant Schultz was on, you know, Hogan's Heroes? Or is
of course.
That, okay. You didn't laugh. So
well,
I was
it's
just
not
wondering.
That funny.
Oh,
we're
okay.
We're staring disgusting hideousness in the face. This is no joking matter here, man. Okay, look
yeah,
into this cup. Now, those little shreds, this is guaranteed 5% bird's nest, I think, is the what it says here on the ingredient list. And we are throwing ourselves down on the sword of experimentation here for the benefit of the public, the listening public, my wonderful listeners, my buddy Stefan in Borgsdorf, Germany, the inspiration for this all-Germanic show. And folks, there is nothing German about bird's nest fungus Gatorade. Nothing. We're drinking it because we have it, because Marcus gave it to me, and he said, I'll bet you don't have the nerve, the cojones, the marbles to drink this on air. And guess what? I do. Do you, Dave? Are you ready for this challenge?
I'm good at faking it.
I have a pretty good idea that Marcus is not really sick. He just didn't want to be around to have to share this thing with me.
Yeah, I mean, talk about being put on Front Street.
I know. And would you have come if you had known you were going to be doing this? In all fairness, I do and say some mean things to my good friend Marcus, and I probably, you know, I have to have a good swig of this bird saliva soda and rotten mushroom crap coming to me, but still... Ew. All right. You know what? We're going to taste it. Are you ready?
Taste it is a good word.
Turning, just hearing you guys describe it.
All right. So here we go, folks. Bird's nest white fungus drink.
Almost
not
has
that,
a...
It's not that bad, actually.
Yeah, I just took a very little sip of it, but
I just took a healthy swig. It's got a vanilla aftertaste.
Exactly.
It's That's sweet.
Exactly, yeah. Definitely.
It's sweet. I mean, you can really taste the bird's nest. You can really taste the bird spit. You know, that's something. And you have to try everything twice. Let's do this one more time. We did just drink that. This is not radio hoaxing here. We did just drink this can of bird spit. Marcus,
yep.
I'm going to get you. Really, seriously. I mean, people drink this. It's got a nice can and all. I have to assume that there is a fan base of people who think that they're going to live forever if they drink one of these per day.
Right?
Yeah. Interesting, huh? Okay, so that's Bird's Nest White Fungus Drink made by a company called Wonder Farm. Any Asian market, right, Marcus?
Yep, exactly.
Okay.
I was just going to ask him where he picked it up.
Go buy one, shake it up, keep it cold. There is no way this stuff is going to improve at room temperature. And we're going to continue to possibly sip away, or I'm going to make Dave drink more of it if he happens to tick me off.
Will it make hair grow back on my head?
You know, it might.
Well,
it might. We're going to Google it. We're going to check it out.
Right into the scalp.
Well, that was an interesting experience, and we're going to take a quick commercial break here so I can go purge. More Dave the Vitamin Guy. We're going to be talking about supplements, how to use them to burn fat without doing a thing. That's coming up next after this quick commercial break. Coffee, wine, bird's nest fungus sludge. Eek, what a show. You know, we sip whatever we happen to have in front of us, right? Okay, coffee,
right, yep.
Wine, whatever this stuff happens to be. When we come back, we'll be telling you exactly how you can burn fat without doing a thing. That's up next on Food Fight Radio.
Have you looked at your grocery bill lately? You've probably noticed that good food is expensive. And between planning, shopping, cooking, and cleaning up, it's also time-consuming. And probably one of the least rewarding daily chores you have. Hey, here's an idea. Let Dine-In Tonight simplify your life, one meal at a time. They hand-deliver hot, delicious, gourmet meals right to your door at dinner time. A few of their 100 gourmet recipes include maple-glazed baby back ribs. Oh, hello. How about lemon chicken piccata, roast beef with Dijon sauce, roasted red snapper, Havarti chicken with portobello mushrooms? Choose 3 or 5 nights per week for just $10 per entree with no delivery fee. Get a free week of meals delivered by using promotion code KCBQ. Sign up online at dineintonight.com. That's dineintonight.com or call 888-64-MEALS. That's 888-64-MEALS.
Trying to run or start a business, but the costs and overhead are keeping you from your dream? Lower your costs and reduce your footprint with a virtual office with FlexOffice. You'll have a real business address for your mail, business cards, and website. All of the amenities are provided for you. You and your clients can meet in a professional office building. You'll have access to a fully equipped conference room and classroom with internet and a 42-inch TV monitor for presentations or training. Conveniently located in Sorrento Mesa with access to the 805 and 15. Get your dreams back on track with a professional virtual office today for only $79 per month. It's the most flexible and cost-effective way to get what you need to grow your business, and you only pay for what you use. Call 858-200-7591 or visit us online at flexofficesuites.net. flexofficesuites.net.
Charles Cole Jewelers delivers dreams, bringing the deepest wish glowingly to life. This is jewelry as unique and special as the dreams that create and desire. Charles Cole has an impressive history and extensive collection, including Hearts on Fire and gorgeous colored diamonds and gemstones. Charles Cole Jewelry will indulge even the most refined tastes. They invite you to visit their design showroom and production facility in Fashion Valley Mall and see for yourself how personal service and highest value are reasons why Charles Cole is San Diego's trusted advisor for all things jewelry. Ask them about their incredible risk-free custom work. Call Charles Cole Jewelers at 619-298-5655. That's 619-298-5655. Or online at charlescole.com. That's charlescole.com. Visit Charles Cole Jewelers in the Fashion Valley Mall for amazing jewelry that resonates, excites, and inspires. charlescole.com.
Welcome back to Food Fight Radio, folks. We're going to continue our conversation with wonderful, the smart, the shiny-headed Dave, the vitamin guy, and we'll be talking more about burning fat solely with vitamins. But first, let's talk more about this fungus. So you're telling me that you don't necessarily want to drink the whole thing, even though it's not off-putting and could possibly be healthy for you, based on what you've just told me about a 161-year-old guy who lived in a community in, what, Asia on a mountaintop that eats
Russia,
white fungus?
Russia. Medicinal mushrooms, and I just can't remember the names or the name of the specific one he was using. And people in this village, there were several of them who lived to be well over 150.
That's really a very old person. I mean, that's ridiculous. I've never even heard this before. I'm going to have to Google it. And you're saying that it was a white fungus, right? Or a medicinal mushroom of some type?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah. It was 1950. It was a magazine, Life magazine, 1956. I just can't remember what month or what week.
Well, it's enough information for people to go off of. Type in, just Google Life magazine, oldest man. Or oldest Russian man, medicinal
mushrooms.
On
the cover was something about mushrooms on the cover of a Life magazine in 1956.
And this was in the 50s, not in the 70s, so don't be thinking about those kinds of mushrooms. And don't just start wandering around your yard picking up mushrooms and eating them. Bad things happened to cavemen, I'm sure, when they were trying to figure out which mushrooms were okay to eat and which mushrooms were not okay to eat. You know, oh, well, the medicine man just dropped dead. Okay, well, don't eat that mushroom then. How about this one? It looks like an ear. That must be interesting. So, yeah, mushrooms are used by a lot of cultures as medicine.
Correct.
They eat them, they stew them, they freeze dry them, I guess, reconstitute them, hang them upside down for 6 months, and then eat them. You're saying that you're okay with bee secretions. But you're not okay with bird's nest.
I would imagine that this is something that's probably pretty healthy for you. I've heard things a lot weirder than this being healthy for you. It's just when I don't really
You've
know.
You've heard of something weirder in a canned drink than bird's saliva nest?
Well, there's a procedure that's been going on for many years that very few people know about. It's called microjet technology, and I believe I know what's going on with microjet technology.
Wait, you're talking about jets?
No, it's a way of mass producing fruits and vegetables with a higher nutritional content than so-called organic fruits and vegetables.
So-called
and
organic.
And they're taking sexual secretions from certain animals that are treated.
To do something with fruits and veggies?
To replenish the soil And
that's
to,
actually cool.
Well, yeah, yeah. The first time I heard about it was the Village Voice magazine, 1990. Fidel Castro was being interviewed as to what he was going to do to help the Cuban people now that Russia had cut him off. And he said, we've developed microjet technology. And he wouldn't tell the interviewer from the Village Voice exactly what it was, but doing some independent research, I believe that German scientists have sequestered. Have sequestered in Cuba on the Isle of Youth.
Right now.
Right now, as
there's
we're talking.
There's an Isle of Youth.
Isle of Youth, the old
is
Isle of Pines
name
prison.
That yeah. they have for it in the new 007 movie, the Isle of Youth, seriously?
May have gotten it from that, but I don't know anything about the movie. And
there's no movie. I'm just saying that'd be a really good name.
Knowing
for
what I know about the Bee Kingdom and how healthy those secretions from the queen bees are, from the pharyngeal glands of the queen bees.
You're talking
bees.
About like royal jelly?
Yeah. Knowing how good the protein is and the enzymes, I imagine if the German scientists are treating deer, especially grass-fed deers, they're taking their secretions, and I'm sure there's a high level of protein, enzymes, antioxidants.
Are we talking about the deer secretions or the bee secretions?
Well, I'm saying this is what I believe is going on with the deer secretions, and if the secretions from the queen bee is as healthy as it is, imagine how healthy deer secretions would be, especially if they're being treated certain ways.
I have a pretty good idea what deer secretion is in layman's terms, and I don't care how high the protein content is, I'm not putting it in a canned drink and drinking it.
I understand.
You would, and you have a problem with this bird saliva nest white fungus stuff?
I'm not saying I would or I wouldn't. My point is this.
Who would take that? You know what? You can live forever if you drink this stuff. No one's going to drink it. No one is going to drink beer. Deer reproductive secretions, okay? It is, everyone knows what that actually is, all right? That's deer sperm.
What
okay?
I'm saying.
The way that deers reproduce to make other future baby deers. That's what you're talking about.
What I'm saying is, I'm just taking an educated guess. I don't know, okay? I don't
but
know
no one
for,
knows because
for a
Castro
fact.
Was never nice enough to tell us what kind of weird, crazy.
He wouldn't go into details, but I can.
I have a pretty
it's
good
not
idea
like they're just
why.
Taking a live. If it is a deer secretion, they're not just taking a secretion and ingesting it. They're probably doing certain tests on it.
I don't want to know what those tests are like. Bambi sperm. We talk about that on our show. Tell you what, let's talk about, because you know what? People are going to start throwing up and then calling in, and they're going to blame me for it, and it'll be your fault. And I'm glad I made you drink this sludge, because people are going to be ticked off, man. You can't be talking about deer secretions. You call it cake.
Only if I'm asked. Only if I'm asked,
you know what?
And you asked me.
I did not ask you about deer secretions. I'm pretty sure that something like that has never entered my realm of thinking.
Well, what?
And how did this ever occur to Castro? What was he picnicking in the woods one
well,
day?
I don't
and
think.
Some
I don't think it. I think it
deer
was,
did
I think
something
it was,
awful to him.
I,
and then
I think it was there's. I think it was the scientists.
What are those scientists doing? Do they not have proper funding? I mean, what, they can't take good old-fashioned chemicals and work with that? They got to go out into the wild and start squeezing animals and doing stuff with their secretions? Man, that's messed up. I have a huge problem with that. Marcus, where are you?
I'm right here. I'm laughing a lot.
Marcus is laughing his head off. He's been out of the conversation for like 15, 20 minutes now, and I thought it was because
sorry
he was
about
sick.
That,
he's actually
Marcus,
just laughing his head off is what's going on. Okay. Deer secretions. How do we feel about that, Marcus? That's
well,
messed up. That's really messed up.
It, I guess. I don't know. That's, yes.
Yeah, messed up.
Wow.
Definitely messed up.
But if it's good
you know
for
what?
The plant,
good conversation for another day when we are not drinking a mysterious substance that came in a mysterious can, and I'm expecting myself to consume more of this. It's supposed to be healthy for me. I'm going to live to be 161, people, because I'm ingesting white fungus and bird saliva nest. Which
you want me to
is,
buy you more?
No. Definitely not. I'm going to have it once. It will increase my lifespan by an hour, and that will be a very important hour, I'm sure. That will be the hour in which I tell everyone in my life that I forgive them for everything rotten they've ever done to me. And I'm very, very happy with my family and everyone's all great. And that will be the hour that someone needs that hour to fly into town to see me on my deathbed. And that if I hadn't lived that extra hour, something bad would have happened to that relative who flew in just to see me in that 1 hour. So thank you, Marcus, for that extra hour.
You're welcome.
And never buy me this sludge again. It's got chunks of bird's nest in it. I'm going to buy you one. I'm going to make you drink it on a future show. Be grateful. I am not going to make you ingest deer secretions, people. We cover a lot of interesting ground on this show, I think. But back to the topic, we are going to continue our conversation with Dave the Vitamin Guy about a very, very important thing, losing fat and burning fat without actually exercising. Right?
Yeah, that's what I came in to talk about. I'm sorry, we got a little off track.
But that's,
you know,
not...
my brain at times is overstimulated. And
you think? That's what we like about you, Dave. We are going to take a real quick commercial break. When we come back, we promise we'll talk about burning fat with supplements. Stay tuned. This Food Fight.
For over 7 years, Modern Dentistry, the office of Dr. Amir Majavar and his friendly professional team members, have been providing quality and affordable care to San Diegans all over the county, specializing in state-of-the-art cosmetic and family dentistry, including children ages 3 and up, porcelain crowns, veneers and lumineers, Invisalign, teeth whitening, and metal-free restorations. Rest assured the care you'll receive will be with the utmost precision and quality, and provided in a caring, nurturing, and virtually pain-free environment. Having completed a residency in cosmetic dentistry and over 200 successful Invisalign cases, Dr. Majavar is highly trained to create a beautiful smile just for you. Their office is designed with comfortable chairs, ceiling-mounted TVs, and noise-canceling headphones. Call Modern Dentistry and see what a difference a healthy, beautiful smile can make in your life. Go to sdmoderndentistry.com or call 858-259-4765. 858-259-4765.
In this corner, authentic New York-style pizza from Knockout Pizza Miramesa. Hand-tossed with the freshest ingredients. And in that corner, the other guys. And the winner by a knockout. KnockoutPizzaMiramesa.com.
Trying to run or start a business, but the costs and overhead are keeping you from your dream? Lower your costs and reduce your footprint with a virtual office with FlexOffice. You'll have a real business address for your mail, business cards, and website. All of the amenities are provided for you. You and your clients can meet in a professional office building. You'll have access to a fully equipped conference room and classroom with internet and a 42-inch TV monitor for presentations or training. Conveniently located in Sorrento Mesa with access to the 805 and 15. Get your dreams back on track with a professional virtual office today for only $79 per month. It's the most flexible and cost-effective way to get what you need to grow your business, and you only pay for what you use. Call 858-200-7591 or visit us online at flexofficesuites.net. flexofficesuites.net.
Do you want to save money on your electric bill? PowerSavingsToday.com has amazing small plug-in units you strategically place in your home. These amazing units automatically capture unused electricity and recycle it for your benefit. Amazing technology! Visit PowerSavingsToday.com to learn how you can immediately begin saving money by recycling unused electricity back into your home. PowerSavingsToday.com. That's PowerSavingsToday.com.
Welcome back to Food Fight Radio, the all-Germanic episode. And to prove that, we have Dave the Vitamin Guy, David Berman, who's German. Wah, wah, wah. Ha! You didn't think we could do it, did you? We're continuing our conversation. Well, actually, this is the first time we're actually talking about is burning fat with supplements. Last time we got distracted by white fungus, bird's nest soda, and deer secretions. Now we're talking about burning fat with supplements. Now, people, they take vitamins. No, seriously. But what are some vitamins, supplements, if you will, people are not taking that can be taking. They can get them from you at your store, Great Earth Vitamins in La Jolla, that will help their bodies burn fat while the person has to do absolutely nothing.
The one of the best vitamins they can take or supplements they can take is a product known as CLA, conjugated linoleic acid.
It's a toughie. Yeah. It's kind of like DNA, deoxyribonucleic acid, something like that.
Right.
It's hard to remember. Conjugated linoleic acid, otherwise known as CLA.
CLA, yeah. What's good about CLA is cumulatively, as you take it, it can actually change the your body, transform your body, consolidate more lean muscle, and burn fat. So you don't necessarily have to take it. You don't necessarily have to exercise when you're taking it, but because when you exercise, obviously you do a lot of muscular.
Well, when you exercise, you tone your muscles, and what you're saying is exercising
it
or
facilitate
not.
Facilitate the performance.
Couch
of it,
potato
right?
or not.
Yeah.
What you're eating or dieting or not. CLA has an effect on your makeup.
Right. It will, again, cumulatively transform and build more lean muscle and enhance.
And by cumulatively, you're talking a few months.
Yeah, that's the thing. I always explain to people that if you're going to take CLA, take it for a measurable period of time, because the downside, if you want to consider it a downside, is that it may take a little bit longer before you see or feel results. And when it comes to fat burning and weight loss, if people don't see or feel results as quickly as they would like, they get a little frustrated, or they might stop taking it. And I would definitely recommend taking it for a minimum of 6 to 8 weeks, just so they can begin to see and feel results.
Americans are lazy. They are. And they're impatient. You combine laziness with impatience, right, Marcus? And you get people that never lose weight, even though they know how.
Exactly.
Yeah. So what happens is you tell someone to take something cumulatively. Folks, we're talking about a few months out of your life, out of your whole life. I personally have been taking CLA for 3 years, every day. And the thing about CLA is you need to take enough of it. You need to take what? It's like 3 grams, 3.4 grams.
Yeah.
You can get them in 1,000 milligram tablets. And they also come in like 800 milligram tablets.
Yeah.
So either you're going to be taking three of the 1,000 milligrams, one with each meal, which is easy, or four of the 800 milligrams to just get over just over your 3 grams. That's what you're going to be taking per day. Make sure you get one that is cleanly made, that's ethically made, that comes is sourced well, is nice and pure. Go to Dave the Vitamin Guy to get this stuff. I've been taking it for 3 years, and it's, you know, I've been about the same weight. Dave knows me. I've been about the same weight for 3 years. He has seen me through two pregnancies and two subsequent diet periods after each pregnancy, during which, and I got to tell you, folks, I eat interesting food when I'm not pregnant. Imagine what kind of stuff I eat when I am pregnant. Each time I had to lose like 50 pounds, and Dave can, he's nodding, yeah, because he remembers that. He's my witness. And each time I was able to lose 50 pounds, and not just because I strangled my metabolism and lived on 1,200 calories a day, which I don't recommend. Make sure you get at least 1,500 calories per day. That was dumb. I regret that. It took me months to fix my metabolism, but I took CLA the whole time. And, well, Dave knows me. My muscle tone's pretty good.
Yeah. You've maintained your vascularity, and, yeah, you look very good.
Thank you.
Yeah.
So in terms of muscle definition, I've noticed that in myself. And you take this stuff.
I've taken it periodically, yeah.
Periodically? So mm-hmm. You're telling people to take it all the time, every day, and be consistent and take it?
Yeah. When I have taken it, yeah, I have taken it for 2 or 3 months.
Why aren't you taking it now?
I fluctuate. I go through a variety of different things. The main reason I started taking it is because it's such a popular non-stimulant fat burner, lean muscle consolidator. When I take it and I know it works on me, that gives me a lot more comfort and confidence in recommending it to other people, particularly people like myself who have a very slow metabolic rate. So I recommend it with a lot of confidence, a lot more confidence, because I've personally taken it myself. And then when I have feedback such as yours, and I always ask people for feedback.
And one thing you know of me is that I give you a lot of feedback because I talk a lot.
Yep. Oh,
and,
yeah.
And I don't shut up.
You listen to the last segment. One day I'll have the opportunity to clarify a few things. I got a lot of feedback on that last segment, but...
That was over the commercial. Well, we nearly strangled Dave for talking about something. I have a pretty good idea what he was talking about, and that's going to be good for a future show. We'll cover that in a future show. We're also going to be talking about blue scorpion venom, which he brought up, which also sounds like an extremely interesting topic. But, you know, we do try to talk about things people eat on this show, and if we're talking about deer secretions as something that people would need to consume in the food that gets growed by Fidel Castro
in a secret
007 island called the Isle of Youth. It all sounds very shrouded in mystery, and maybe we'll cover that on a future show. But right now, talking about CLA, conjugated linoleic acid, it's not cheap. To get the good stuff, it's not cheap. You do need to take it consistently. But in my experience, and in Dave's lengthy experience, lifetime of vitamin experience, actually, it does help preserve and build lean muscle, which helps burn more calories, helps your metabolism work more properly, and if you are losing weight, normally when you lose weight, you lose about the same amount of fat as you do muscle. You lose muscle when you're losing weight. Taking CLA while you are, in fact, working out or dieting will help you preserve more muscle and lose more fat, which means you're not going to be thin and spongy looking. You're going to be thin and muscular looking, actually.
Yeah, your percentage of body fat will go down. And even if you don't lose a lot of weight, you know,
You look more firm. You look more toned. You look more muscular.
Exactly.
Who doesn't want that?
You can still lose inches without necessarily losing weight. We all know that muscle weighs more than fat.
And that will continue slowly but surely over time.
Mm-hmm.
That's really what people should be a little bit more interested in. It's not like a crash diet. It's not going to work in 2 weeks. At the end of 2 weeks, you will have lost precisely 0 pounds. That's the kind of diet that it is. Meaning it's a supplement you should be taking. Absolutely, you should be taking. And my husband and I have been taking this stuff for about 3 years. As I said, we have noticed a difference in the way our muscle tone preserves itself, even through periods of non-exercise.
I highly recommend it. Keep in mind, it's also a really good immune booster as well. I mean, you're taking it primarily for weight/fat loss, but it's also a really good immune booster. It's a good hydrating agent. Any type of essential fat that you're putting in your body is going to enhance hydration, help lock in those minerals and electrolytes. So don't lose them all through urination, you know, perspiration and stress.
Great food show, isn't it, folks?
And like any essential fat, it's good for, you know, for joint lubrication, elasticity of the skin. So you're taking it for one condition, but it's going to really cover a variety of other conditions.
It's a supplement you should be adding to your daily vitamin and supplement regimen. Definitely, 100%. Yeah. Go see Dave the Vitamin Guy. And David, I understand that you're having a promotion exclusively for our listeners for this week.
Yes, that's 100% correct, Claire. Anyone who listens to this show, if they mention the magic words food fight within the next 7 days, they get 25% off of all merchandise in the store. So if you've seen the movie Animal House and you remember what John Belushi did, the magic words food fight, that's all that needs to be said.
Do that one more time.
Did I hear Marcus laugh?
Really, Marcus laugh.
Food fight!
Ooh, I like that. That's awesome. Food fight,
and 25% off of all merchandise.
Cool. That is very, very...
You
know what? You always give me good deals anyway, so the next time I come into the store, I'm not going to invoke that because that would just be kind of wrong and mean and kind of dirty of me. But Dave is extremely knowledgeable. Bring in all the vitamins that you are currently taking. You need a vitamin makeover. You do. Most people are accidentally taking too much of something, not taking enough of something. They're spending a ton of money on bad drugstore brands that aren't made very well. You ever wonder why you get an upset stomach when you take vitamins on an empty stomach? It's because those are bad vitamins. They are not made well. If you get good quality vitamins and supplements, that won't happen. That kind of tells you right there you're taking something better, you know, and everything that Dave recommends, it will not steer you wrong. Your vitamin regimen will be more streamlined, give you exactly what you need for who you are, what you eat, what your extracurricular activities are, how much exercise you do, your age, your ethnicity, everything you could possibly need He'll streamline that for you in your own little personal vitamin makeover. And you won't be lacking anything, which means you're not going to suffer the consequences of lacking something. I mean, let's take you, if you're taking a ton of vitamins, but you're not getting any zinc, that's the problem. You know, if you're a man of a certain age and you're not taking any folic acid has been shown to prevent Alzheimer's. Well, you don't want to get to the point where you're forgetting to take your vitamins because of Alzheimer's. So go see Dave. And one other thing we wanted to talk about is burning fat with supplementation. CLA is a non-stimulant type of way to do this. But if for those out there who can handle stimulants, if you're good with your heart and your doctor and it's all good and clear and you can take stimulants to help you lose fat, what's the best way to do that?
A lot of people like to take products that have caffeine sources. And it's a good point that you brought up, because people who drink one or more cups of coffee a day have a higher threshold, and they should have no trouble being able to handle fat-burning supplements with caffeine. The strongest one, you know, is guarana, of course, but green tea is very popular as well. There's, you know, black tea as well. But guarana is probably the strongest of all the fat-burning stimulants, you know, from caffeine sources. And the science is this: the safe way to elevate your body temperature to bring about fat burning without really elevating your blood pressure or your heart rate is about 0.7 degrees. And again, we all have a different threshold. Obviously, some people can handle higher amounts. But that's basically what we want to do. That's the safe way to elevate your body temperature to bring about thermogenic fat burning without being at any risk to your health. And I have a lot of good products to choose from, and I can explain all of them and answer, as I always do, questions that people may have.
And you have to be careful when you get Dave to start talking, because he will just keep on going. I mean, it's always a useful thing, and I have learned so much from this man. He's a fountain of knowledge, a bottomless pit of useful as well as some useless, but nonetheless good topics of conversation type bits of knowledge. I feel more trivially.
Is that Marcus laughing again?
I think he's coughing.
Oh, he's coughing.
Is that
okay.
A laugh or a cough? I can't tell at this point.
It started out as a laugh and ended as a cough.
Okay. Oh, you poor, poor man. So, guarana, I'm actually going to pick some of that up because I haven't been taking that. Replace your coffee with it.
Yeah, right? I always explain to people, especially if you're looking to lose weight. I mean, it's not just, you know, I mean, it's the acid when you drink the coffee, even the teas, you get a lot of acid, and acid is not the best thing to put
so
in your...
So green tea, if you're drinking green tea consistently throughout the day, yes, it does work, but you are also getting too much acid into your body. And as we know, your cells in your body are already so acidic that causes a tremendous amount of inflammation, which is just bad for you all the way around. There's a whole thing about making your body more alkaline, and you are making it more acidic by drinking too much green tea. Guarana, instead of your coffee and your green tea, is going to help your body burn fat while not getting more acidic.
Yeah, we have green tea, both caffeinated and non-caffeinated, because green tea, aside from, you know, fat burning,
it's
is also really good.
Good for your heart.
Right, exactly.
So,
it
you know,
can be used for so many, right.
What about green tea extract?
Even
isn't that better for you and less acidic than actually drinking green tea?
Sure, it sure is.
So
it's
you can
even
take
in a
that
lot of
as a
cholesterol.
Supplement.
It's even in a lot of cholesterol-lowering formulas,
ha,
as a matter of
see?
Fact.
See, the yep. stuff that you're paying $100 for a month at your local pharmacy, green tea extract, folks, $10 a bottle. Go buy some, honestly. You'll save a lot more money. You'll have more money to spend with your family and your kids in your life, which means you'll have more money to spend on conjugated linoleic acid and guarana extracts and all that great stuff. Can you take CLA and guarana both at the same time?
You can take them. If you wanted to take them on the same day at the same time, you certainly could. But I would recommend, you know, spacing it out maybe a few days.
Well, I take
hours.
My CLA with my meals. When would be a good time for me to take guarana, say?
You could take it between the meals. It's not something that you would necessarily want to take, you know, first thing right away.
Why?
Let's say if you wake up in the morning, you know, you've been dormant all night, you've been laying in bed, and you definitely don't want to take it right then and there. You want to get some food in your system just to...
Okay, if you take it on an empty stomach, it might give you an upset tummy.
Yeah, it's pretty,
okay,
again,
so eat
it's pretty
something.
Strong. Yeah, you can eat...
Take it when you have a little bit of food in your tummy, probably after breakfast, after lunch. Don't take it after dinner. It will keep you up all night, right?
Yeah, if you're a light sleeper, you definitely don't want to take high doses, at least initially, and you definitely don't want to take it too late in the day.
That's a good plan. I am going to stop by next week and pick up some guarana, because on top of taking CLA, I think that would probably be a pretty good plan. So we'll have all this information on our website as soon as our website gets updated after this week's show. When we come back, Dave's going to stick around to help us honor the coolest German secure enough in his own acting resume to tell people they have no talent. If that's not the pot calling the kettle spray tanned, I don't know what is. It's our tribute to all things German and therefore to David Hasselhoff. Stick around. It's food related, I promise, here on KCBQ.
When our kids started school,
I could see they needed an extra challenge. We tried the supplement at home, but we were exhausted and they were bored.
Then we discovered Renaissance Village Academy, located at 9988 Hybert Street in Scripps Ranch. RVA is a school for gifted, profoundly gifted, and or highly motivated students in kindergarten through eighth grade. The kids are so excited to go to school now, and they're definitely challenged.
Each week includes karate, drama, music, arts, education, gardening, and other valuable life skills.
So we're confident that they're being well prepared for success.
RVA is unlike any school you've ever seen. I'm so glad we found Renaissance Village Academy.
It's the school I wish I had gone to.
I know, right? Go to rva.us.com to find out more about how your child can rediscover the joy of learning. Renaissance Village Academy, personalized
and don't forget motivating
education for the gifted.
Go to rva.us.com.
Trying to run or start a business, but the costs and overhead are keeping you from your dream? Lower your costs and reduce your footprint with a virtual office with FlexOffice. You'll have a real business address for your mail, business cards, and website. All of the amenities are provided for you. You and your clients can meet in a professional office building. You'll have access to a fully equipped conference room and classroom with internet and a 42-inch TV monitor for presentations or training. Conveniently located in Sorrento Mesa with access to the 805 and 15. Get your dreams back on track with a professional virtual office today for only $79 per month. It's the most flexible and cost-effective way to get what you need to grow your business, and you only pay for what you use. Call 858-200-7591 or visit us online at flexofficesuites.net. flexofficesuites.net.
Have you looked at your grocery bill lately? You've probably noticed that good food is expensive. And between planning, shopping, cooking, and cleaning up, it's also time-consuming. And probably one of the least rewarding daily chores you have. Hey, here's an idea. Let Dine-In Tonight simplify your life, one meal at a time. They hand-deliver hot, delicious, gourmet meals right to your door at dinner time. A few of their 100 gourmet recipes include maple-glazed baby back ribs. Oh, hello. How about lemon chicken piccata, roast beef with Dijon sauce, roasted red snapper, Havarti chicken with portobello mushrooms? Choose 3 or 5 nights per week for just $10 per entree with no delivery fee. Get a free week of meals delivered by using promotion code KCBQ. Sign up online at dineintonight.com. That's dineintonight.com or call 888-64-MEALS. That's 888-64-MEALS.
Welcome back, folks, to Food Fight Radio. We're honoring awesome German transplant David Hasselhoff this segment. We're glad to have him. He makes us Americans feel very cool by comparison, I think. Dave, you like to blame sunscreen and chemicals and all kinds of stuff for the increase in skin cancer, but I think it's really because of today's honoree, actor, and talent judge. Ha! David Hasselhoff, who, because of his Mitch Buchanan character in Baywatch, coaxed more people out onto the beach, I think, than anyone. People who probably should have stayed inside with their pasty, white, freckly skin. But their desire to be tan and get all the girls, like TV lifeguards, drove them outside. And that, my friends, is really responsible. I'd like someone to do a search for skin cancer stuff online and see if there was a spike right around the time this guy took his shirt off. Ridiculous. People are so suggestible. I'll tell you what I like about him, though. As after 30-ish years after singing to tear down the Berlin Wall, he's trying to sing to keep it up. Yep, he needs to make up his mind. Actually, it is actually a really nice thing that he's doing. In fact, here's how he feels about it. Jeff, let's have that song. Okay, turn it off. I can't take it anymore. That's horrifying. That is David Hasselhoff singing one of his classics in German. Got that off the internet. Nice clip, right?
Yeah, from what I can hear of it.
Yeah. It's you can't understand it because it's in German.
Right.
So how will you feel about having this guy judge your talent?
It wouldn't bother me one bit at all. You know.
Yeah. What's that, Marcus?
I said I might be a little upset by it.
Exactly. You know what I'm saying? What? This guy is telling me that I can't sing? You know you've made it, though, when your name is recognized by your phone's autocorrect feature. Try it. Hasselhoff is in there. I was writing myself a note in my iPhone, and before I got to the H in Hoff, my phone knew that I was typing Hasselhoff, and it's in there. It's a word. It's in autocorrect. Yeah. Now, this segment, we are honoring David Hasselhoff. He's a cool German implant to our country. He put his name behind a campaign to preserve one of the few remaining sections of the Berlin Wall. This is pretty recent. Calling it a sacred monument. And to Germans who finally remember his really bad song, Looking for Freedom, it was one of the soundtracks to the peaceful 1989 revolution during which the wall was torn down. This guy... He's joined ordinary Berliners and, you know, in protesting a real estate developer's plans to move part of the wall to make way for an access path for luxury housing development. He wants the section of the wall to stay up. It's like, according to him, this is a quote, it's like tearing down an Indian burial ground, which is kind of cool. So basically, there's a section of the wall which people have been using to put artwork and graffiti and meaningful cultural stuff. And people have been wanting to tear this down. And now he's singing to keep that section of the wall up. So he sings to tear the wall down. He sings to keep the wall up. So and he's giving it his support. And the reason that matters is because Germans love David Hasselhoff. They really do. And so he goes out there, he sings. Millions of people show up to hear him sing about tearing it down. Millions of people are now showing up to hear him singing about keeping that part of the wall up. So he's using his fame, you know, in whatever, however you want to call and define his fame. Is it deserved? It doesn't matter. He's cool. People like him. He's active on Twitter. It's a 1.3-kilometer stretch of wall. It's known as the East Side Gallery. I think that's a cool thing to support. You know, luxury condominiums, fine. You know what? There's lots of space to put up condominiums. You don't have to put luxury condos on top of something that an entire country full of peace-loving people like. Don't you think that is something that should probably stay up? Marcus, are you still alive?
I'm totally still alive,
Marcus,
yeah,
if you're dead, I'm going to be so ticked off at you.
It's a piece of history. You can put luxury hotels anywhere you want. Why move a piece of history so you can put your hotel up there? That's just silly.
That is silly, right? People have been working on that thing. They've been expressing their love of the freedom that they've had and the ability to develop their country, make the country into something that they actually like, that they actually as citizens really approve of. And it's their way of expressing themselves and saying, hey, this used to be something we hated. Now, oh, look at all this artwork. All the stuff, the expression of freedom ultimately is in our ability to customize stuff, you know, to put our name on things, to put pictures on things. Right, Dave?
Definitely. Yeah, they should definitely keep it up.
And on the subject of our other favorite, David, and this is food related, Hoff food trivia. Which of these foods, and by I'm talking to you guys out here, Dave and Marcus, which of these foods has actually been made? Hoff ramen, noodle soup designed and marketed by David Hasselhoff with a very decided Hoffian flavor. The Hoffsicle or Rabbit Hoffenpfeffer.
What was that last one?
What?
What was that last one?
Hoffenpfeffer. Get it? Hoffenpfeffer turned it into Hoffenpfeffer. Rabbit stew. Generally made by rabbit and American Germans in the pioneer area. The German immigrants frequently cooked squirrel in the same manner. I think this is probably an example of Americans not doing it better, I think. What's the correct answer?
Number three?
Hoffenpfeffer?
I'm going to go with three also.
You're going to go with three?
Yeah.
Wrong. Yeah. It's the Hoffsicle.
That's what I said.
The
Hoffsicle. Right?
No. Hoffenpfeffer was number three. This is a picture, and Dave, check this out. This is a picture of David Hasselhoff marketing the 2011 Del Monte Limited Edition Hoffsicle. We're going to put this on our website. People, it was raspberry flavored, a realistic looking replica of his upper torso, including his face and bare chest with leather jacket, complete with popped up collar, meant to be a replica of his Baywatch character, Mitch Buchanan. There will be a picture of this on our website, foodfightradio.com, so you know we're not just making this stuff up. Check this out. Marcus, too bad you're not here. Honestly, we're not quite that creative, so we couldn't have invented this raspberry flavored upper torso of David Hasselhoff. For those that were real fans, you could lick him. Alternately, if you hated his guts, you could bite his little head off. Which way would you kind of go on that one?
I'm neither here nor there. I'm quite removed from.
Well, if you had gotten that one correctly, the winning prize was going to be another can of white fungus bird's nest juice. But thank you, everyone, for participating in the fun, awesome, informative, food-related lunacy of our all-German food fight. Back to our regular repertoire. Thank you to our favorite fan, Stefan, in Borgsdorf, Germany. This is all for you. This is Claire Katz reminding you that Deutschen lieb David Hasselhoff. That means Germans love David Hasselhoff. Thanks for joining us.
Food Fight Radio on KCBQ is sponsored by Fran Vest International, Inc.